Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We'll routine to call a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-able. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off from bad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Hee hee! King Shazir the Turbo! All rise for King Shazir the Turbo and the Knights of the Round Table!
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. minds being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. No pleasure here on earth I found. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now.
He has no friends to help him now.
Never expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that northern railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon this train.
Perhaps you'll die upon this train.
Sleeping in my grave,
while he is sleeping in his grave.
Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you never will see no on God's golden shore.
He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. Pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hello everybody, you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Hope y'all doing well out there. I got a friend of mine that he calls me up every once in a while, and we help each other out all the time, find all kinds of different things to fix, or you know, what lets each other know what's going on, that kind of stuff. We both do research out there in the alternative media, and sometimes we just call each other up to vent, you know. I had told my friend one time, I said, you know, you probably hate when the phone rings and you see my number come up, because I usually got something negative to say, or and so I used to, you know, introduce myself as, hey, look, it's Mr. Negative calling again. I posted some links out there in the Shaziz Radio chat room and the Awake Radio chat room. And I'm really not sure about this story, particular story, because I haven't been able to do a lot of research in it. But it, at the root of everything, it all boils down to the same exact thing. There's a... I don't know how many of you have actually listened and heard about the eight doctors down in, the holistic doctors down in Florida that have mysteriously died or supposedly committed suicide. And the story behind the Nautilus and the GCMAF and the... basically, big story building on the whole deal about... potentially deliberately destroying people's immune system to block this GCMAF that's naturally occurring in the body to cure cancer and autism and so on and so forth. And a couple of the videos that I put in there from a guy named Dr. Doom and another guy named Ciro, I believe, and one of them's an interview with one of the ladies who was being treated by this particular material or substance, and says she's knows of folks that have been cured from cancer from this deal. And so anyway, I don't know the validity of the entire story. I just know that it all is intertwined with each other, that this world's messed up. The first video I put in there was a video with the interview from one of the ladies who's trying to get the lady some help. There's a lady named Mary who I believe is in the Dominican Republic and held up in a hotel room and trying to get some safety, get home or whatever. And the next one was a couple videos that... one of which was C-SPAN, man talking on C-SPAN, talking about them deliberately destroying evidence that showed that there were negative effects with vaccinations. And the other one was talking about the eight doctors and why they ended up being killed out there for the research in cancer cures. And last but not least on the videos down here is the Planned Parenthood debacle that's been going on. Some folks went undercover, and basically you got individuals sitting there talking about selling baby parts. You know, that's the easiest way to put it. Doing research with aborted fetuses. So anyway... I'm not trying to wrap my head around all this. It's just so mind-boggling. It's hard to deal with, you know. In the alternative energy research and what it is we do out here, trying to bring truth to light and stuff like that. There's so much going on. So much out there. So many things happening. It's just, at some point in time, it could actually become overwhelming. Excuse me, I don't know why I'm doing that. But, trying to read something. I get so frustrated at this world, and I try to do whatever I can to try to bring to light. I try to point out things that need to be pointed out, and I'm afraid that it's coming to a point where I'm becoming either desensitized to all the madness, or... I don't even know what words to say, and it's pretty bad whenever I'm at a loss for words, because usually I can't shut up. I'm concerned that with all the stuff that's going on out there in this world, that people are so overwhelmed that they don't know where to focus their attentions to needs that need to be done. I feel like there's individuals out there who are working overtime trying to point information out to the people, and that just not enough people are hearing, or if enough people are hearing, they're just so overwhelmed by all the flood of information coming in that they can't wrap their head around it. They can't focus on who do I save, what do I do, how do I fix it. I've got some pretty nice comments into some of the different chat rooms, some of the different chats on Skype there from some of the friends that I deal with on a regular basis out here. One of which... Barbara Three Crow, I'm going to go ahead and read this. I hope you don't get upset. It says, Shaziz, just reading your post, just got home. I guess I'm sensing your frustration. If I'm wrong, I apologize. No, you're not misjudging it. I am frustrated. Right now, there is an energy that is ramping up against people like you and all of us here and others awake. It is deliberate to push us into feeling helpless, hopeless. I know you're problem. Probably aware of this, but wanted to support you here. I know that there are many waking up, and others may not, and learning about letting this go and keeping our focus is crucial, and not allowing ourselves to get distracted with frustration and most of all fear. Just sending you some love and gratitude for all you're doing. Your voice is important. I really appreciate that letter. And I'm sorry I didn't read it out. I really am distracted. I really am frustrated. There's so much going on out there, you know. I'm like the Titanic sinking, and I'm running around with duct tape and chewing gum and everything I can get my hands on, trying to plug holes, you know, and trying to save the planet, you know. And one of the good friends in the chat room yesterday, I wish I scrolled back up to that comment there, because it made a lot of sense to me, you know, after a post that I put in there. Let me scroll up and see if I can find this. I'm sorry, this isn't very good for live radio. Okay, there it is. I put a post in the chat room, and it said, if I could give away my heart and let someone else carry the burden of all that it holds, I wouldn't wish this on anyone, because it's painful. My brain says just walk away, but my heart refuses to let me leave the fight, because the stakes are too high. So I do what I do, and I say what I say, because the only way to stop the pain is to win this fight for the future of all those I love and the future generations to come. I'm just one man with one stone trying to pave a smoother road into the future for all of humanity, my brothers and sisters worldwide. And Stephen Gibbons, a really, really brilliant individual out there. I really appreciate his comments and input in the chat room. Always has something wise to say. He says, only carry your own stone, Shaziz. Drop the ones you're not responsible for. If you try to carry everyone's stone, you will end up crushed. Well, you know, I know he's right. You know, you just can't put the burdens of the entire world on your back. It's just too much to bear. You know, I talk about getting up and walking away so many times, and I listen to some of the brilliant things and songs that people play here on Awake Radio and Shaziz Radio, and, you know, a lot of times friends will communicate to you with a song. You know, maybe they don't actually have the words that they want to say. They know what they want to say, but they just don't have the words, and so they'll put a song that's relevant on the radio, and it makes a big difference, believe me. You know, and knowing that as much stuff as we've actually been through together, all of us out here in these radio networks, all the trials and tribulations and trying to hold the fort down, It's all been worth it, because behind the scenes there's a lot of friendship going on, a lot of love, that people take care of each other. This GCMAF deal that's supposed to be a cure for cancer, I fully believe there is a cure for cancer out there. And I fully believe that there are individuals out there who would not want that to come to light, because it would make them not have as much money. They wouldn't make as much money. I mean, essentially the medical community and the military industrial complex and all the individuals out there, they are not just individuals, they're corporations out there and governments. They make a lot of money on a lot of destruction and a lot of sickness and stuff like that. I always say you can't sell no drugs if there ain't nobody sick, and you can't sell no guns and bullets and ammunition or military equipment if ain't nobody at war. So you got to keep everybody fighting amongst each other. You got to keep everybody in fear, and you got to keep everybody sick so that you can continue to milk them for every single penny you can get. Which in some sense is even sicker than you can imagine, because first off, the system creates the money and they're in charge of the money. So if they want to be rich, all they got to do is go out and print them up $1 million. You know, suddenly they got $1 million in their pocket. But it's more like a game that they play with all the people of this world. And they're playing this game with not just the adults of this world, they're playing this game with the children of this world, and even the unborn children of this world. You know, it's sickening to me. I posted a video down in there about the Planned Parenthood where they're literally talking about selling baby parts. You know, and the way that it's talked about as if it's just some other product, you know? Like selling auto parts, used car parts from a salvage yard. And I just have a hard time wrapping my head around such evil. You know, I know there's a lot of dirty, rotten, no good for nothings in this world. I know there's a lot of sick individuals. But for the most part, I believe that the majority of all the people out there are good-hearted individuals that wouldn't have no part in stuff like this. Not that everybody has a potential to do wrong, but for the most part, I think everybody tries to do right. The government out there, if they were there to protect the people, if they were there to ensure that your rights and privileges and so on and so forth were protected and your safety, they'd be all over stuff like this. And any potential cure for cancer should be top priority on the news. It should be top priority to the Food and Drug Administration, the doctors, all the doctors out there, you know, they should be on this, you know. They should explore every single avenue. I mean, what's the standard that they got right now? The standard that they got right now is they basically use radiation to kill off cancer cells, chemotherapy, making somebody so sick and miserable for the last portion of their life, and then still not being able to cure the cancer. Sometimes very few of them will get lucky and go into remission and lose some symptoms for a while. But other than that, you know, they still got the cancer. And if there is a chemical out there called GCMAF that the body makes naturally or can be stimulated via some sort of herbal medicine or something like that, what's the harm in trying it? You know, the government's got a regulation out there and they say, well, you can't say this is a cure or whatever, and they start kicking people's doors in because they're trying this alternative medicine. What's it to them to try an alternative medicine? If a person's dying anyway, then you should try to do whatever you could. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, if I was diagnosed with cancer, I sure wouldn't take no chemotherapy. I'd be trying every alternative medicine under the sun. And they shouldn't deny anybody to try that. You should be able to explore all avenues. And when these vaccinations are proven to cause autism in children, then you got individuals behind the scenes basically shredding evidence, papers, to show that there was a connection. Those folks should be held accountable, you know. As far as I'm concerned, because they were there to protect, should be held at a higher standard. And with this GCMAF, they also say that it basically reverses autism. Now, there's a lot of autistic children out there that could benefit from that. if it does what they say it can do, then the research should be done. I can't speak on it because I'm not necessarily, well-versed in being a doctor or anything. But if there's a potential for this stuff to actually work, it needs to come to light. I mean, something's wrong when 8 people who were doing research on this in Florida end up, quote, committing suicide or being found in a river floating belly up. You know, I watch and I listen to people out there. And I listen for key things that go on. And if the mainstream media starts demonizing something right out of the gate, and they ain't producing some hardcore evidence to say that this is something that's bad, then I am really super skeptical of anything that comes from the government or the media, because their track record stinks. They don't seem to have the best interest of humanity in their hearts or something. I mean, as far as that goes, for the most part, you'll listen to a lot of the actresses and actors and people on the mainstream media. They're always talking about depopulating the planet. What better way? I mean, Bill Gates said about depopulating the planet, if we do good with vaccines, we can reduce the population. What's that mean to you? I know what it means to me. It means to me that they're planning on deliberately putting something in the vaccines. Could that be the Nogalase that they're talking about? That is inhibiting the GCMAF chemical or element that would cure cancer? Could it seriously be a depopulation deal? You know, hey, the facts are going to have to speak for themselves, but all I can say, there's a lady out there that they say that's in the Dominican Republic that is in danger, and they need somebody to help them get her out of there. And if that's the case, then, you know, I'm passing the word on. You know, I put the videos out there in the ShazizRadios.com /superchat HTML and over the Wake Radio chat room as well. There's just so much going on with the world. The world's sick. The people are sick. You know, I'm saying, we the people of this entire world, we got to get our act together. I mean, we're being hunted. We're being stalked. We're being spied on. We're being propagandized. We got individuals out there, if none of this is true and it's all just a psychological operation to the Jade Helm, they talked about mastering the human domain. What's that mean? You know, getting control of people's thoughts, guiding their actions and views and stuff. I don't know about each and every one of you, but I kind of like, being the master of my own domain. I like to be able to make my own choices and to experience this life, in a good way towards doing what I want to do. You know, helping out people. I like to do that. And I don't want to be presenting information to individuals out there that isn't truthful. You know, if somebody's manipulating me to say, you know, hey, look, you know, there's a problem over here, while meanwhile the forest is burning down over there, you know, which one is real? Which one is the most important? And you know, the best case scenario was be, we got enough people, we could divide, and you go check that out, I'll go check this out, we'll take care of business and get this done. You know, I know that if I feel the way that I do, that there's a lot of individuals out there that feel just as bad. And I'm worried about it. You know, I'm worried that this has just become so overwhelming that the task is so great that people are going to start walking away. I mean, come on, if I feel like I got to walk away every time I turn around because it just seems so, it's like we're not getting anywhere. But in reality, we are getting somewhere because I see it. I see it in the comments, in the chat rooms. I see it in the growth of the networks, how many people keep coming on board. Sure, we got people that leave here and there, but it's understandable. I mean, you're in a battle here. Not everybody can stand head-to-head with the evil that we're facing. And, man, just don't ever underestimate the simple of just your voice alone. I mean, a decent voice in the world of chaos can make the difference, make or break the whether or not somebody's spirit can stay intact through this whole deal. You know, if there's a cure for cancer out there, they don't want you to know it. I believe there is a cure for cancer out there. I know 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt. Electricity's free, energy's free. It's up to me to build some sort of device that will be irrefutable. Unless somebody else beats me to it, which I hope they do. Because the sooner that's proven, the sooner I can rest. I just want to... I just want the best for everybody. That's, you know, I don't know if that's too much to ask, but that's all I want. I just want to try to if at the very least to be a motivational factor to try to get things started in this world, to something I say would resonate with somebody out there who would go out and do something decent for somebody else. I think that when I look through all the videos that I've watched throughout the entire history of YouTube and stuff, the ones that I've checked out, I'm sitting back and I'm checking out all kinds of stuff, and the stories coming in are are mind-boggling. You know, like I said, the Planned Parenthood talking about this one particular video here says fetuses may come out intact, agrees payment specific to the specimen. We're talking about baby parts, man. And they're talking about it as if it's used auto parts. And the CDC intentionally destroyed documents relating to vaccines causing autism. You know how many families out there are dealing with autistic children that could really use that research? The one video, the real reason holistic doctors are being killed and vanishing. And Mary Jewell... the holistic cancer researcher Amanda Mary Jewell, the full story and why she is in danger. She's handicapped. She's in a wheelchair. She's stuck in a Dominican Republic, and from what I understand, their situation ain't very good there. There's so much in the news and the alternative media. I mean, it just comes in like a tsunami. At some point, you just gotta stop. You just gotta stop, step back, and breathe. Especially a guy like me, that I'm like a sponge, man. I absorb this stuff up. I mean, when somebody's happy, I'm happy. When somebody's sad, I'm sad. I can feel it. I can literally feel everyone around me. I can feel everyone in this world. When they're talking to me and they're feeling pain, I feel it. And that's why I said, you know, if there was a way that I could give away my heart and let somebody else carry that around, you know, even though I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, it's one heck of a burden. I know there's other people out there that are that have that where they feel they literally feel people's pain and they feel their sadness. I believe there is a mass awakening out there, and I believe we all are connected. I mean, how else could you explain that? I appreciate everyone out there that props me up and gives me hope and reason to keep doing what it is I'm doing, because sometimes I just get so overwhelmed, frustrated that I just, look, I'm not trying to offend nobody. I'll step respectfully away before trying to offend somebody. You know, I'm not trying to add any kind of negative to this world. I'm trying to add as much positive to this world as I can. Now, I point out the stuff that I see that's wrong, because it has to be shown. There's things that have to be addressed. We got problems out there with our wildlife and our plant life. You know, there's fish and animals being sickened by something. You know, plants and trees dying off like that, and animals. You know, nature's tough. And then eventually, with or without us, nature's going to clean itself up. And it may be a case that nature's going to kick us to the curb and then clean up. And we need to learn how to literally work in harmony with nature. We can still keep our technology. I mean, there's clean energy out there, the overabundance of clean energy that we can work in perfect harmony with nature, not polluting all that stuff. All the things that the environmentalists are worried about, we can solve all those issues. It's going to be a group effort from the ground up, ground roots. That's the only way it's going to get done. And the only way it's going to get done is if you personally, I'm talking to you, not the guy sitting next to you, which I'm talking to him as well, but I'm talking to you directly. You are more important than you can possibly imagine. You are more powerful than you can possibly imagine. The power of the spoken word, the power of the pen, the power of your actions, the power of your love, you can do things that you just can't dream about. But the key is, you've got to use it. You've got to stand up and you've got to open that mouth and you've got to let that voice ring out. When you shout the truth to the world and you think ain't nobody listening, you just keep shouting. When those that are awake and they hear the words coming out of your mouth, they'll know the truth. And they'll join you. I know I sound like a babbling buffoon. A raving lunatic. But we got two options. Sink or swim. Somebody done threw us in the pool. We got the choice to get up and do something or lay down and die. You know, it seems like it'd be easier just to lay down and die, but man, I'm telling you, knowledge is something that once you got it in your head and you got any kind of decency or morality to you, you can't just shut up whenever you see something terrible going on. I did a video quite some time back where over in China there was a bunch of people standing around while this one guy or a couple guys were basically stepping on this little child's hands and tormenting this little child because of his race or whatever. People were standing idly by and they were watching as this guy was standing on this child's hand, making him cry, kicking him. Go watch the video. It's called Shaziz is Pissed. And you actually get to hear me cursing in there, I'm pretty sure. But who does that to a child? Who does that to anybody for that matter? You know, what right do individuals out there have to harm anyone? And if these folks are intentionally putting things in vaccinations that are making people sterile or making people where they can't heal themselves, that's evil. If you're one of those individuals out there who believe that the world is overpopulated, you're sick. You're a sick individual. You got a choice. If the world's overpopulated and you're going to practice what you preach, it's not looking very good for you. Are you going to be the first one to depopulate for the better of all humanity? We don't have a population problem. We got a common sense problem. We got a problem trying to get individuals out there off the Nintendo or the PlayStation or the Dancing with the Stars show and into the reality of what's going on in this world. Everybody's too busy having too much fun to care about what's going on. Unless it's in their face, in their own backyard, then they're not concerned. I can't do nothing about it. How am I going to fix the corrupt government? How am I going to stop crime? These guys have been relying on this all these years. They've been relying on the fact that they have you depleted and hopeless. They've been relying on the fact that you can't keep organized with all the people out there. You can't gather. You know, they've got laws that say you can't gather more than a couple people in there. They call it a mob or whatever. Some places you have to have a permit to have so many people in one place having a get-together. But these people at the top, the ones behind the scenes of all the dirty deeds being done to all of humanity, they used to divide and conquer. They used the hopelessness and the fear that would tell you that you are powerless against them and the system. When you're not. You're not powerless. Their greatest fear is the fact that you and I have these conversations that we do. Their greatest fear is us all coming together. Because we outnumber them. Why else would they want to depopulate us? And get the number down to where it's more manageable. If you get it down to 500 million people, well look, you know, hey, you got a good strong army. You can keep that many people in line, surely. But 8 billion people, and you're the minority, which is the government and the corrupt individuals of this world, the money men, you ain't going to take on 8 billion people with your little army. You're not. And when all those voices stand up and protest against the system of the beast that's eating us all alive, they get scared. And they send their men in black, their jackbooted thugs out to try to beat somebody down or disappear somebody or float them in the river so that others would look and say, oh, look, I don't know if I want to be part of that because I'll end up in the river. The fact is, before it's all said and done, many of us may have to end up in the river in order to stop this madness. I don't mind ending up in the river if it's for a decent cause. But I've seen our veterans go out, and I've seen them come back, and I've seen some not come back. And I've seen their suffering, and I've seen that the cause that they went out and fought for is being spit on. I see that they didn't get the justice that they fought for. I see their suffering, and I feel their pain. Regardless of what you think of the wars that they went out to fight about, they were under the beliefs that they were making the world a better place. And they sacrificed their lives and their families and their fortunes so that everyone else could have a chance at freedom and safety. And the guys at the top, the ones in charge of this mess, this total chaos going on, they did it. They caused all this. They manipulated markets and everything under the sun so that they could get these things to happen, these wars to occur. And they laughed in your face while they put it in the movies so that they could say, oh, at least we warned them ahead of time. It's a gentlemanly thing to do to let somebody know, hey, I'm fixing to punch you in your eyeball. The sick individuals have been manipulating society and humanity for so long and destroying the death and destruction, and they keep making money off of it. There has to come a time when all of humanity says enough is enough and they stand up together. And every individual out there raises their voice along with the rest of people. These folks that caused this mess haven't been made to pay. They haven't been held accountable. Because they have convinced you, the individual, that you are weak when you're not. 8 billion individuals out here with 8 billion lives, 8 billion spirits, with hopes and aspirations and dreams. The day that you stand up and stand true to your truth and the beliefs that you have will be the day that humanity turns around. I keep saying, if you do something, then something gets done. But if you do nothing, then absolutely nothing gets done. These folks have spent millions and billions and trillions of dollars building a war machine, a propaganda machine. In every single field under the sun, medical, financial, and so on. Manipulating everything that we believe and everything that we see. All for profit. They have looted and pillaged the nations of the world. They have stolen lands from people. They have stolen lives, family fortunes, histories, heritages. They have stolen and plundered this planet and these people for too long. So what's the answer? What is the final solution of all of this ranting and raving and talking about all the things going on in this world? What is the key, the one key to get this entire machine to turning, to waken the giant, the sleeping giant that is we the people? What is the one key to start this machine up, to literally walk right over the top of the beast that's eating us alive and put it down? The key is you. Yeah, you. Each and every one of you are the key. And they know it. And they fear it. Because the day all of them keys come together, the day that the people stand up and they raise the power of that voice and finally say enough's enough, that's the day their party's over. You know, the guy's got his hand on the red button. Could potentially put that button, push that button and drop the nukes on there. If I can't have it, the people ain't having it either. But I'm here to say, for one, I would rather see that button get pushed than to see all of humanity suffer and be in bondage for the rest of eternity. I'm saying it's time to stand up, and it's time to call that man's bluff, to see how brave he really is. If you're going to put us down, you're going to put us all down, including yourself. There's a cure for cancer out there, folks. And those folks out there that are trying to show people need to get behind them. Need to protect them. Need to go out and seek out all the alternative energy researchers and weed through the mess and find the good ones and back them up. You need to find your senators and your congressmen and find the good ones and back them up. You need to find every decent individual out there, including your neighbors, and you need to back them up. You need to build networks after networks after networks of individuals who will call each other up on a phone chain or email or whatever when something is going wrong and stand strong beside each other. When they come for the man that you know is righteous, you go in and you help that man. You stand there and make sure that that man's not thrown out of his house, that he's not taken off. And you keep voicing your views to your representatives around the world, and you keep on voicing it, and you keep on voicing it, and keep on voicing it until you get an answer. That's the only way, is for you to be relentless in your pursuit of justice and truth. As far as I'm concerned, we don't have time to sit around and monkey around. We don't have time to hope that somebody else gets up and does it. We need you to pick out a problem, any problem, and use the power that is you to get the ball rolling and fix it. I got my alternative energy thing. I'm gonna keep on with that. I'm gonna keep on with these radio shows. I'm gonna keep on trying to point it out. And if you got information out there that needs to come to light, I'll get it to as many people as I can. Whatever links that you need posted, you post them. Let me know. Contact me on Skype. If you need a banner somewhere on the website, if you need your own personal page to put information that's necessary for people to be able to help them out, we'll work it out. The platform belongs to you. It belongs to all of us. I got friends out there that, my friend Steve, he's talking about, we have the sum of all man's knowledge at our fingertips. Let's use it. Let's take this internet and let's use the resources available while we can to benefit each other and educate each other and help each other out and bring humanity closer. Find the ones out there that feel like I do sometimes and lift them up. Put the word out. If you believe in what we're doing here on the Knights of the Round Table, then put the word out. Tell the people at your social media, tell your friends, send them the links to the websites. And if you got some sort of deal that's going on, some sort of charity that you need to promote it or whatever. Whatever I can do to help. Right now, that's the best I got, people. I don't have the resources to fly over there and try to pull that lady out of that building myself and bring her home safely. I'd give it a shot. I may end up being bunkered in with her for a while. But I'd give it a shot. I've seen a lot of people suffer with cancer. I've lost quite a few family members. And I've seen what the chemotherapy does. I've watched their hair fall out. I've watched them feel nauseated. I've seen the misery that they went through just to try to hold on to life. If it's out there, somebody's been killed for it. At least 8 that we know of in Florida that we're researching it. And chances are, if the government doesn't want you to have it, it's probably what you need. I'm going to take a music break and a breather. I just, I keep shouting common sense to the world, I think. Maybe it's just insanity. But I do believe in you. I know the power that you have within you, each and every one of you. And you personally are the key to unlock those chains that's binding the humanity. You personally have the key to set us all free. We'll be right back.
night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a shimmery night. Waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. Came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination.
Shut up!
you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table with King Shaziz the Terrible. Yeah, I don't know where all the knights are. They're out sleeping in or fighting dragons or running amok or whatever. We got a lot of things going on in this world, and it's just trying to figure out how to prioritize what needs to be done first and get it done. It's just, like I said many times, nothing gets done until we all stand up and do it. It has to be us. The governments of the world, they don't have what it takes. The track record stinks. Now, if we could measure them on how much they could spend, they got it made. They'll spend a lot of money. They'll spend money on everything under the sun. But what's right? Somewhere in this world, somebody needs something. There's enough people out there to ensure that everybody got something that they need. There's enough people in the right neighborhood. Some third world country. Might be some individual listening in, barely being able to hear what's being said on these radio shows. And learning as much as they can to try to help out their own little communities. We got the power. We've had it all along. Now it's just a matter of how we get people motivated to believing and understanding that they can use that power. It's your life. What you carry around inside you is you. It's yours. It's your life. Government doesn't own you unless you choose to allow them to own you. And these individuals out here, these corrupt individuals that are stealing from everybody and killing and murdering, robbing, raping, looting, pillaging to fatten their wallet up, they need to be brought to light. They need to be held accountable. You know, they say there's a name out there, the Majestic 12 is what they say that these folks are called. Ain't nothing majestic about them. If they think for the better of all humanity, they got to manipulate everybody. If they think that the ends justifies the means to depopulate the planet, to force everybody under a one world government or even a one world religion or a one world system of any sort, anything by force, anything without consent, in my mind, is bad. You rule by the consent of the governed. And when they no longer consent, you no longer rule. It's my belief that all of our rights were God-given rights, handed down by our Creator. And then all men and women are created equal and deserve such equal justice. This is what I fight for. This is what I believe in. And if you believe in it too, tell your friends about it. Tell them on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all those other fancy names out there that I have no clue. Tell them to come here and voice their opinions. Share their talents and their research. And if it isn't on this website, then go to some other website. Go to some other network. Just so that everyone is moving forward. I used to think that if I could benefit one person, it'd all be worth it. And it would. And I want to stop there. I want to benefit as many people as I can. I want to start a chain reaction that leads to a tsunami of love that just rolls over the face of this earth. I want to send some hope and some peace and some love out across this world into a world that needs it so badly. All I got for the moment is my works and my ideas and my brain and my research to share with everybody out there. And if you were in my neighborhood and you needed some food or shelter, I do what I can. You know, your house may not be the nicest house on the block, but it's better than what that homeless person has. You may not be driving the nicest car or even using the nicest computer, but it's better than somebody out there has. All luxuries that we've all got are a blessing. And if history stands true as to what the future of humanity is on this path that we're on, you never know what you got until it's gone. That's why nobody gets in my house or out of my house without a hug, without some words of wisdom and some love sent for the road. Because I don't know. I don't know when or if I'd ever see him again. And if the last words I say to you is something decent, then I think I've done my job. I hope that all y'all out there are well. And for those of you that aren't feeling well, I hope that everyone out there listening sends you some positive energy your way. Sends their prayers and their hope and their love. We got some folks that are thousands of miles away from their homes and their families. And they're out there fighting. Maybe the cause that they're fighting for might not be just, but nevertheless, they're still out there fighting. Somebody's fighting for their life. Somebody's fighting for their sanity. Somebody's fighting to bring peace, hope, and love to the world. And the greatest sword that you can wield against the evil that we find ourselves in the midst of falls down to a simple four-letter word. There ain't no sword out there stronger than love. And that's a fact. Some videos posted over there in the Shaziz Radio superchat.html and Awake Radio. Take a look at them, see what you think, listen to the stories, and if there's a way that you can help, whether it be a phone call or an email, you know, sometimes in order to start an avalanche, all you have to do is make a little noise. And once that avalanche gets going and everything snowballs, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until finally ain't no stopping it. I I think that the global elite out there have done that to our environment. And I think there's a lot of people running out there in front of that snowball and getting rolled over. But I know that if all the people of this world ran out there together, we could stop it. I believe we were put here to be caretakers. Not just to the earth itself, but to one another. I believe we were put here to learn, to enjoy and to learn, to experience what we call life. And due to a couple greedy knuckleheads that wanted to be the ones in control all the time, we're set here to deal with all the craziness, all the suppressed technology that could be making this world wonderful. Or where we're at because we allowed them to distract us. Now it's up to those that's waking up to shout just a little bit louder to make sure that everyone else wakes up in time. I think I'm going to play a few more tunes. Stay tuned, you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table.
See through you. Will someone try open up your eyes? You must be blind if you can't see the gaping hole called reality. Wanna do it again? I'm gonna do it again. Wanna do it again? Come on, I'm gonna do it again. Hear me out.
Yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh.
You and me both fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Almost over and the summer's coming, the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite, we'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting.
Howdy, you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table with old King Shazuz the Terrible. That last song, the last part of that, I love that part, that said, "The world is full of kings and queens that blind your eyes and steal your dreams." You know, there's so much going on, so many things that need to be fixed, and just, it's pretty overwhelming. It's pretty intense. But the end of that song pretty much tells the whole story of what it is we're fighting against. The kings and queens that blind your eyes and steal your dreams. Tell you black is really white, the sun is just the moon at night, and so on and so forth. They want to write history the way that they want you to understand history. They don't want to tell all truths. They don't want to bring to light their mistakes in the past. They don't want you to know the real story behind the ends justify the means. You know, when you think about that, just that phrase in itself, the ends justify the means, it means no matter how they go about doing what it is that they're doing, it's all for the betterment of humanity. It's all for the betterment of mankind. To take the population of 8 billion people down to 500 million, it's all for the betterment of mankind. It's always for your best interest, you know. It's a phrase out there that says the road to disaster was paved by good intentions. And the ends justify the means. So how many people have to suffer to get to the final destination of where the elite, the supposed majestic 12, or the kings and queens of this world want to take us? As a human, I don't believe that the ends justify the means when it requires harming any other individual out there. You know, it's the whole two wrongs don't make a right thing. No matter how hard you try to add it up or calculate or decipher it, two wrongs will never make a right. And even one wrong won't make a right. There's a lot of wars fought over a lot of things in this world. You know, fighting wars over resources that are abundant throughout the world. You know, on one hand, fighting over fossil fuels about we got to stop using fossil fuels because we're supposedly polluting the planet with carbon emissions. Yet, fighting wars over oil. So the hypocrisy of the whole deal is to simply say what it is that you want people to believe while you, and on the other side, you do what you want to do. They don't want to give up their oil because the military industrial complex is addicted to that oil. It's too much money in it, too much power. It has to be, you know. If a man comes out with a decent hydrogen machine, you know. There's a video I watched yesterday about a deal. I'll try to post the link over here. If I can do this without playing the video, I'll just grab that link and throw it up in the chat room over there. But it was about a man at a deal that has an industrial hydrogen machine. And in there you get to see him cutting through some metal with a hydrogen torch. He's burning water. He's burning water to cut a piece of metal, and the exhaust coming off of it is water. And so we know we got the technology. We know we've had it. There's all kinds of clean energies out there that could be used. There's all kinds of things that we could use other than fossil fuels. But once again, if you have the oil and you want to sell the oil, you don't want people knowing that they can burn water. And so when people start to work on things like that, and you hear them talk about it in their social media networks, you send people in there to make it sound stupid, make it sound not able to work. Whatever you can do in order to discourage people from doing research. Because if you can discourage the people, then heck, you got it made. You can still sell your product. If nobody believes that you can burn water, even though the basic science of the whole deal... See, I was afraid that was going to happen. Alrighty. I grabbed the link, so I'm going to post it over here in the super chat room over here on Shaziz Radio. And over here on the Awake Radio side. And it's just another example of a lot of things that's going on out there in the world that's positive. There are people out there working hard to try to get the alternative energies out to the world. There's a lot of people that's trying to do as much as they possibly can to try to benefit all of humanity. So we're not beyond hope. We just kind of need to figure out a way to kind of kick it in gear, get it going just a little bit faster, you know, such as these networks. These networks are wonderful. As long as they keep popping up, then people are still talking, they're still communicating, they're still sharing information. Valuable information. And if people's out there sharing information and they're learning, they're meeting new friends and people from all over the world, and we're moving forward. Even if it's only one baby step at a time, we're moving forward. Sometimes I just get impatient because I see and I feel the urgency of the message that needs to be brought to the people of this world. You know, the plants, the animals, they need us. We need them. We have a symbiotic relationship with this world that we rely on each other. Plants give us fresh oxygen and we give the plants food. You know, water gives us life. Gives the fish a place to live. So we got individuals out there polluting our environments, and we got people out there that are suppressing technologies that could cure cancer. We got people out there suppressing technologies that could provide clean alternatives to the energy sources that we use, and that would lift the burden off of individuals out there financially, as far as their light bills and their utilities go. And we got a world out there being manipulated by a few knuckleheads that have a lot of money and too much time on their hands. They've got a God complex. These men and women in power believe themselves to be gods. Believe you to be the peasants. When they aren't any better than you are. The only thing that separates you from them is their stack of gold. their diamonds and jewels, their big vaults, their fancy houses. That's the only thing that separates them. They're no different than you. And some of them aren't even as intelligent as you. Not to say that they couldn't be if they studied hard enough. But there are no kings and queens in this world. There's only one king in my view. And that's from my own personal belief system. And that's Jesus Christ. But that's my own belief. It's not necessarily yours. That's okay. Because we all got to walk our own personal spiritual journey, and we'll find out where we're going when we all get there. But in the meantime, while we have the opportunity to fix this world up, while we have the opportunity to do what's right and take care of one another, we need to do the best job that we can. We need to right the wrongs of all the past. And learn and never repeat those. My friend Steve said, I have a God complex too. I am immortal and cannot be defeated. Hee hee. I love him. He's cool. I'm just a simple man. Just a simple man, that's all. I just want to be simple. I just want to live a simple life, peaceful. Raise a family. Just do good. That's all I want to do. I don't have no hopes to get rich or dreams or aspirations to even do so. I don't want to be rich. Seems like too much money. It doesn't allow you the luxury of respecting what it is that the blessings that you've already got. The true gold in my mind, the best gold that I think that a person can have is their family and their friends and love. And that's the kind of gold you don't even need a pocket or a wallet to carry it around in. You've got a heart that can span the galaxy. Your heart can connect to everything that is. Your heart is probably the best creation in the history of creation. Because when that heart's full of love, you can spend it and spend it and spend it and spend it and spend it. And wherever that love came from, which I believe is our Creator, it just keeps on coming. Now, I've heard stories out there of soldiers that stopped in the middle of a war and they sat down with one of the enemy and they had met in the middle and they had a holiday together. And they ate dinner together. Because if you took away all the reason for them even being there, and you just ask the person themselves how they felt about other humans, I believe your average Joe, the majority of all the people out there, would say they care. And I believe that they would wish no harm on anybody else. And that the only reason they would fight would be for justice and defense. Maybe both sides of the story believe that they are fighting for justice. Maybe somewhere along the line you could be that mediator in between them to say, look, It's a misunderstanding here that we can work around in a peaceful manner. I know it's a lot to ask. I believe that we could literally, if we chose to do so, bring about a heaven on earth, a utopia, so to speak. I believe that we could live in perfect harmony with nature and still be able to keep the luxuries of life. I believe that we could learn from the past and we could move on into the future and raise those that's coming after us with the same amount of knowledge. I believe that we could send them into the future to be good mothers and fathers and people in general, with self-confidence and wisdom in the miracle of their creation, their potential, their true potential. Why don't you hear our leaders saying that stuff? Why don't you hear our leaders trying to uplift instead of divide? You always hear our leaders saying, I'm going out there and I'm going to fight for you. Where is the leader that says, I'm going out there to bring peace for you? I'm going out there to do what is right. I'm going out there to stand up and speak up when the time is right, when the need arises. Where are those leaders? Where are those leaders that are watching out for the people out there that are trying to research cures for cancer and autism? Where are the leaders standing in between us and the people that are trying to inject our children with toxic waste? Where are the people standing in between our children and those who would fill their minds with trash and their bodies with food that isn't worthy? I submit to each and every one of you that you are those leaders. The folks that take their time to get on those radio shows or to post in the chat rooms or to talk on their social media to try to point out to people things that are important and good knowledge. It's not the politician. It's not Congressman Bongwaters of the world. It is we the people. Just dig it up and read the preamble to the United States Constitution. That's what it was supposed to be about. Just dig it up and read it, just the preamble. Those things that you want in your heart, there's a whole lot of other people that want them. Stephen Gibbons types in the chat room. He says, we learn from the past, but we cannot change it. We hope for the future, but we can't live it. We can only affect the present. That's why it's considered a gift. tell you, that man needs to write a book. He's got a lot of wisdom that he's acquired throughout his lifetime. And there's a lot of brilliant individuals out there just like him that if all these brilliant minds was to come together, they'd be an unstoppable force towards justice and truth. And he's right, we can't do nothing about the past. But we can guide the direction of the first step into the future every time we get up out of bed. When that sun comes up and we got a clean slate for that new day, we can decide whether we're going to go out and create a ruckus and cause harm and trouble for people, or we're going to go out and use our power, our potential, our energies toward doing something positive for this world. And it spreads. A smile. If only you could follow the smile from your face to see how far it travels, then you'd understand how this world really works. If you could see that smile go from your face to another individual, and that individual takes that smile and passes it on to another one, who then in turn gets on a train and passes it on to somebody else, who then in turn gets off that train and gets onto an airplane and goes to another country and passes it on to somebody else. And all the way up until the time that that smile hits a roadblock, it will travel, warming the hearts of individuals throughout the globe. And if that smile's never hindered by negativity, then it'll keep traveling and finally come back and land on you again. You should send out smiles on a daily basis just because you know how far it'll go. You should send out positive energy on a daily basis just because. And then one day you're standing there and things are starting to feel a little down for you, and suddenly somebody comes up to you and just smiles. And the circle's complete. I believe it. I believe in the dream. I can't help myself. And what is the dream? Well, here it is. Read out by a man with a wonderful voice and a good heart.
What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great one.
the table. All rise for the king to fill the table and the knights of the round table.
Oh, sit back down. I ain't nobody. Just a dude with a microphone. Anyway, it's easy to speak from, it's easy to speak the truth when it comes from the heart. We all know the difference between right and wrong out there. We all know what should be done and what needs to be done. And it's up to us to make it happen. You know, over the break, I was sitting here listening to this clock. I'm sure you can hear in the background if you listen real closely. You can hear it ticking. It's got a loud second hand on it. And it'll keep on ticking until the battery runs out. But just another perception of what we believe time to be. Everybody's in a hurry to get somewhere that we're all going. And you're missing out on the experience of what it is to be here on this world and in this life. You're missing out on the purpose. You know, I watch a lot of doomsday movies, a lot of science fiction. I always like to see how people triumph over good, over evil, how they triumph when the chips are down and adversity has them pinned against the wall, and they all come together and they work together and they figure out a method that they can save the world and save humanity. And in those same movies, I get disgusted by those elites or even those average Joes out there whose selfishness would put somebody else in harm, you know? How could you choose who lives and who dies? I've seen some really interesting shows that basically put people on the spot and they had to actually decide, in order to save humanity, who would you put in front of there? And just about every scenario that they worked out just didn't work out right. I would say that the best case scenario is that if something terrible was going to happen, and the governments of the world and the elite and the people of the world were really into truth, justice, and honor and love, that they'd be trying to figure out a way to save as many, if not all, people. It seems to never play out like that in the movies. They build these huge arcs for everybody to get on, and the cataclysm or the catastrophe's on the way, and people are just left to their own devices, and those who know that doomsday is, they only have so much time to be around. They do terrible things to each other. Instead of spending your last few hours being the way that you should have been all your life, righteous and true in your own loving heart towards your fellow humans, they decided to go out and act out all their aggressions and did terrible things to people. And if there was an eternity on the other side, I'm sure that they're in the front row seats of whatever it is that would be the punishment on that side. And if not, then it was all pointless. But if our world was coming to an end, and all of these struggles that we've done all of our lives were just for nothing, what would have been the point in that whole deal? without some sort of spiritual belief, some sort of the other side, some sort of divine intervention, or some sort of something after this world. And we wasted the most precious gift ever. If life is as short as it is for modern day man, and you only got so much time to be here, and you spent it trying to argue and fuss with somebody instead of trying to work with somebody, what a waste. What a complete and utter waste. You know, life to me is precious. The stories that other individuals have, that some of which I've never even met, their trials and tribulations, I sometimes watch my wife whenever she's in the store, and I watch as she's looking around at different nifty little items and things that she finds interesting. And as I'm standing back and I'm looking at her, and I'm seeing the joy and the experience that she's having, I want for her whatever that makes her happy. I want that item for her. But it's more than that. I see the person. I see the true person. If you could take a look at your family like that, and that they would look at you the same way, you see the true person, not the person that's been distracted by society and all the trash that comes with it, but that little child within that is still experiencing life in the world as it's a miracle. The fancy new toy that shows up on the shelf that you've never seen before, and it's amazing, it's neat. The beautiful new species of flower that you just, first time you ever saw it. The experience of standing somewhere on this world and seeing a sight that you never saw before. There's so much in this world that is beautiful. There's so many places that are wondrous. There's so many mysteries and so much to enjoy. It's a buffet of just amazing stuff. And as you're going around and you're experiencing all this kind of stuff, and if you pause for a second and you look around it, you'll notice things like the way that a little squirrel will set up and look around to see who's coming. You'll notice birds busy running around back and forth trying to find some food to feed their babies. Sit there and look at the fish when they swim up to the top to look up at you. And you see that deer across the land pause and see whether or not you're going to try to do them harm or try to just smile at them. You can have a bond with nature. It's amazing. It may sound crazy, but if I see a butterfly and he lands on my arm, I'll sit there and talk to him. What kind of full-grown man talks to a butterfly? I see an animal running across the road. I'll put on my brakes and slow down and try to let them cross the road all right. The older I get, the more I realize how much of a blessing it is for me to even be able to stand on this planet with all you people. It's an honor. It's whether you like it or not, or me, or anybody else for that matter, we're all family. We're all riding around on this beautiful rock. And the wondrous buffet that is before us, the food and the beauty. And if we could only learn to just count the blessings that we got and try to pass along blessings to the future, generations to come. If we can use this gift that was given to us in the manner of a good caretaker, I think that our Creator would smile on us. I think that all those prophecies of doom and gloom would go away. I think that from the beginning we had a choice, and we still have a choice. Until it's over, it's not over. Until this world is gone, it's not without hope. Until this world is completely destroyed, and there's no possibility of ever cleaning it up, then we have a chance. I know in my heart that for the most part, within the networks alone, I'm preaching to the choir. And I'm also pretty sure that the majority of the individuals out there in this world, I'm preaching to the choir. In their hearts, I know they feel the same exact way that I do. I know they see the beauty. Sometimes they'll stop and pause and take a look around and breathe. Most of the time, they're in a rush to get somewhere. If you look around you out there in this world and you see what it is that I see, and you feel like it is that I feel, I'm pretty sure you'll grab up a microphone and start telling the world too. I'm worried that our world is heading down the wrong path. My buddy Raymond's always saying, if you don't pay attention to history, you're going to repeat it. And there's a lot of things in history that we sure don't want to go through again. On the Knights of the Round Table podcast page, I'll pull it up here so that I can make sure that I quote it right. But if you want to know what the purpose of the Knights of the Round Table is, just go check it out. Jump over there to the Knights of the Round Table podcast page and just look at the post that's been there for a while. Peace and love to the world. The Knights Code of Honor. Let truth, honor, justice, respect, fairness, wisdom, courage, and the love for one another be our guide. Grant us the wisdom to do what is right. It's simple. It's that simple. You can scroll down on that deal right there, and you'll see a little squirrel in a little neat shining suit of armor, got his little sword on the side. And it says at the top of it, even the smallest knight can make a difference. Because like my friend Steve was saying yesterday, Granada Steve was talking about yesterday, we're in a war. We're in a war. We, whether you want to believe it or not, we are in a war. There's a battle on for our mind, our soul. There's a battle going on. And the army, the strongest army in the world, the largest army in the world, so far to this point, has only used a fraction of its power. If the largest army of the world ever stands up true to their beliefs and their honor, in the face of adversity, for justice and freedom for all, if the largest army ever stands up, then the kings and the queens and the criminals of this world will not stand a chance. If you stand side by side with your brothers and sisters around this world, if you rise up in peace and wisdom and knowledge and strive to do only what is right, then you, we the people, are a force to be reckoned with. That whole united we stand and divided we fall. We've seen it. When we stand together, we stand strong. And when the good people of this world decide that it's time for that giant to awaken, we can peacefully take back the utopia that belongs to us, the heaven on earth. The good book on my side says that the meek shall inherit the earth. I don't know what that means to you, but I believe that that means that the good people of this world, we may lose a whole lot of us on the way. But when good stands up against evil and triumphs, then the people win. When evil prevails, then the people lose. There's children out there that need you. There's unborn children out there that need you. There's soldiers out there that need to come home. There's loved ones that need your voice. There are total strangers living under bridges that could use a roof. There's people that need clothing. There's people that need food. There's people that simply just need love or a smile. Hi. My buddy Steve typed in, he said, in many ancient cultures, the idea that you would have more than you need was seen as a sort of mental illness. Every time we have a family get together, doesn't make me any better than anybody else, but I'll stand back and I'll wait until everyone else has their food. That's just the way that I was raised. My mom, she's always trying to push me to the front of the line. She says, boy, you need to eat. You're too skinny. I said, no, I'll wait, Mom. I'll be all right. I'll get mine. I just want to make sure. Make sure that everybody else gets something. I didn't come from a wealthy family. And I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to go out living in a wealthy family either. We just learned to make the best of a bad situation and do with what we had and count all the blessings that we had. We just learned to be thankful. It's like I'm thankful for you. I'm hoping that my words have empowered you to believe in yourself. I'm hoping that you will go out into this world and empower somebody else to believe in themselves. I'm hoping that every positive pebble that I throw in that pond sends a ripple out. That somebody from the other side of that pond is going to see it and they're going to throw a positive pebble in the pond as well, and it'll send more ripples out. And if we're doing that from the U.S. and you're doing that from Canada and you're doing that from Ireland and Scotland and Russia and China and Japan and Korea, Vietnam and Mexico, if we the people are throwing all these positive pebbles out there, creating a huge tsunami of love going in every single direction, then that's the move forward. Right now, that's the best I got. I hope that you benefited from any of these shows. I hope that you share them with somebody. And I hope that if you believe in what it is that we're doing, that you join. Join in. Pass around some positive information for people. And if it ain't this show, then join in one of the other shows. Create your show. We got room on the board for somebody who wants to be a host, and we'll hook you up. If you got a positive message to push out there to the world, then that's what needs to be done. If you need a web page, I'll hook you up one. It'll be all yours, free of charge. Just tell me you need a web page. Tell me you got some positive message to send out there to the world. Teach somebody something, or share somebody something, or share the talents that you have with the world. Thank you to all the networks out there. Thank you to all the listeners. You've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Peace and love.
What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great
one. Woman! Man! Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords, is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot! Camelot! Camelot!
It's only a model.
Shh!
Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routines in all the scenes. We put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam art. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-table. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off to bed in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Fulfills the table, and the knights of the round table.